You are listening to WFOD, friend to the hip hop community. WFOD!
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, my good friend, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
Travis.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Fine. Guys, Matt is here as well. Matt, hello.
Howdy.
Matt, I hope you're well.
Thank you, Mike.
Matt, it's podcast month.
It is.
We celebrate it every February.
Two more weeks.
And we're joined by a podcast month staple, I would say.
Ooh.
From the zombie cast, Mr. Sean Freeman is here. Sean.
What's up, man? How are you doing?
Sean, I'm great.
That's Sean. Great, man. I almost couldn't speak right now. I'm so used to listening to you guys that I feel like I get the earbuds in. It's the new episode, but I'm on this episode, and that's awesome. Travis is on this year. He wasn't on last year. I was upset. So, Travis, I'm glad you're here, man.
Sean, be sure to download the show anyway. We need everyone.
Yeah, I will. I will download the show. You know, we listen where I work at. We kind of broadcast podcasts. And you guys are one of them that we broadcast in the shop. And you know what?
It's a terrible idea,
Sean. You guys all make people shit themselves sometimes.
Nice.
Now, Travis.
I hope it's out of disgust, really.
It's those quirky Mike bits. But, you know, pre-show, I don't think Mike is a bit. I think Mike is Mike.
Mike is Mike. You're right. Yeah, Mike is Mike.
Yeah, this isn't it. Have people thought this was a character all along? This is what you hear on the show is actually who Mike is. This is not a thing that we pretend every week.
Yeah, I'm not playing awesome. The character of Mike.
Well, I'm your guys' biggest fan, man. You know, I do my own show. I've become to know you guys. You guys are really, you know, like starstruck to me, and I'm sure you guys have shows like that you listen to. That are on the same level as you and you're friends with, but you know what? If you're ever on their show, it's kind of like, wow. So now is my wow moment with doing radio and stuff. You guys are a live radio show. Forget the podcast, man. You guys are global and live, man. This is awesome.
I only listen to WTF, so I never get to that point.
Travis.
Gotcha.
You weren't here last week.
I was not here last week.
Travis, the people, they've been demanding it, Travis.
What are they demanding?
God damn it, they've been demanding it, Travis.
I know what you're going to say, you son of a bitch.
Travis, in 1991, Color Me Bad put out the song I Wanna Sex You Up, Travis. The lyrics were, make sweet lovin' all night long, I wanna sex you up. It feels so right, it can't be wrong, Travis. It can't be wrong.
Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Travis, a question I have.
TikTok, oh boy. Stop.
Can you kids bop that shit?
Kids bop that shit, baby. How about I wanna bake sweet muffins all night long. I wanna mix them up. Tastes so good, they'll all be gone. Does that work?
It's pretty good, Travis.
Kids can sing good. That.
Wow.
Singing about muffins.
Singing about muffins. There's nothing sexual about some muffins.
Hey, they're baking them with their Nana.
Yeah.
Nana and muffins together could be a little fine line to dirty.
Freeman.
There's no dirty with Nana.
No, you never get dirty with Nana.
Did you catch the big game a couple weeks ago, Freeman? The big game.
I did catch the big game, but it was depressing, man. I was bent out of shape. I'm a Redskins fan, but it just wasn't the hype, man. I made wings, and it was kind of a boring night.
Redskins weren't there, so
I know
you didn't need
they
to
were
be
not there.
Bummed out about that.
Well, there might have been a Redskin there, like a team. I'm sure some of the football players went to see the football game.
But the thing about it is, if I know your guys' team moved to Los Angeles, but if your team's there or not, there's a hype about the Super Bowl. There's just that feeling on a Sunday. You know what? Today is Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to a party, or we're going out, or we're chilling at home. But there's a vibe about Super Bowl Sunday, and the vibe never came all day long.
Freeman,
I tried to feel it.
Freeman,
it was not
there. I got the vibe from a very specific commercial during the Super Bowl. Did you catch the Serena Williams Bumble ad, Freeman?
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I got the Serena Williams Bumble.
Well,
ad.
I pulled it, Freeman. Let's give it a listen.
Let's do it.
The world tells you to wait. That waiting is polite.
Now, do you guys know what Bumble is, by the way?
It's one of them fucking ads.
It's like a Tinder or like a
right.
What's the gay one? Is Tinder the gay one, Matt?
Grindr's
the gay one.
And good things will just come. But if I waited to be invited in, I never would have stood out. If I waited for change to happen, I never would have made a difference. So make
now she's playing tennis through this whole goddamn thing, Matt. She's playing tennis, but this is a advertisement for a fucking app.
Yeah, for the fucking app.
Now the fucking I'll finish the fucking.
Does she have balls in her hand?
Yeah,
don't
she had balls
wait
in
to
her
be
hand.
Told your place.
So you think it's one of them double entendres, is what you think? No,
right.
No.
Get. Don't wait for people to find you. Find them. In work. In love. In life. And most of all, don't wait to be given power. Because here's what they won't tell you.
We already have it.
Yeah,
So my understanding is that I believe Bumble is the app that everybody can sign up for, but only women are the ones picking.
Yeah,
so you're not
female empowerment, Matt.
Right. I feel like this is doubling as her like profile video, right? Like she got this stupid ass company to make her a $5 million dating app video.
I think she's married, Travis. I'm pretty sure in the ad she has a photograph of her getting married, which begs the question,
on Bumble.
Why is this married broad making a
trying to kind of rebrand themselves as not just a fucking app. They want to branch out and be like a business app and a relationship app if you want it to be, or just like a friendship app. Like they're trying to be more than just what Tinder is.
So
they're trying to establish themselves at different.
You make friends?
Like that means it's going in the same route as that. Didn't that Fyre Festival guy have an app that turned into like an all-inclusive, like, oh, we'll do this, we do this, do that?
It sounds like a side piece app to me.
It's like Ashley Madison.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Bumble has repeatedly kicked off one celebrity. Like one celebrity keeps getting kicked off Bumble, and he keeps.
Is it Alex Jones?
He keeps making new accounts, and they keep booting him again.
Alex Jones got booted off of everything.
Travis, it's George Zimmerman. You remember George Zimmerman?
Celebrity? I was gonna say, what do you classify George Zimmerman as? A celebrity?
When I said the name George Zimmerman, yes. You knew who I was talking about, right?
Yes,
that makes him a celebrity, right? If George Zimmerman was in the celebrity Big Brother house, you'd know who he was.
The celebrity in Mike's eyes.
It must be a St. Louis thing.
What is a celebrity? A celebrity is like a person that people know.
Close to home to you guys, right?
Is he not a celebrity? What is he?
I mean, has he been on Dancing with the Stars yet?
I guess he's a
Trayvon Martin.
He's a infamous. Is that infamous?
Yeah, I would definitely say infamous. I mean, he's well known, but
like a Cato Kalin.
Matt
keeps
getting kicked off Bumble.
He also just sold the gun, right? Like in the last week.
Oh, did he really?
It was like $35,000. I think somebody paid for the Trayvon Martin gun.
Was he selling
him.
It on Bumble? That's... Matt said it was a business app.
He may have been.
Yeah, Bumble's they're really out. Expanding their horizons, that Bumble. It's also right. a shopping place. Perfect.
But see, Bumble is on Rudolph, and it kind of, why do they use that name? Bumble. Bumble's bounce.
This is a really weird name to use for the app. I'm guessing that they just thought it was catchy.
They should use like Didip or something.
Matt, let's cut the bullshit. What is a character breakfast? You're signing up for character breakfasts, Matt. What is a character breakfast?
But first, Matt, first, if we could get your assurance that you're cutting the bullshit.
I'm cutting the bullshit.
I mean, I didn't want to get right into character breakfasts, Matt. I wanted to do some, you know, the headlines, but I got to know what a character breakfast is, Matt.
Are you asking in reference to my upcoming vacation to Disney World?
Matt, you're booking character breakfasts. Now, when you have a character breakfast, what do you do? Like, does Cinderella...
You're going to eat with Elsa, right?
Cinderella right, exactly. That's what it is.
She sits down and eats pancakes with you?
You dine... Yeah, you dine with the characters of
those are awesome, man.
Does Cinderella only eat breakfast once, or does she book several breakfasts?
No, it's a room full of people, and then I believe she kind of walks around. I actually don't even think that they eat.
I think you can find those like the job specifications for those Disney hires, like playing characters online. Yeah. And I'm almost positive like eating is one of the things they are not allowed to do when they're in character.
Yeah, I think they just walk around and like sit at your table and talk to you for a little bit.
So you have breakfast.
Yes.
And the characters show up during your breakfast and introduce
apparently
themselves.
It's really straight.
It's,
too.
Like, it's nice, man. It's really
you
nice.
You order your food and stuff way beforehand. Like you order it now and then it's a whole course and it gets brought out to you.
What do you mean
like
you order it now? Like you tell them what you want for breakfast in a couple
like
of months?
Like the beef tips or the chicken.
Right.
Freeman, you've done this? You've had breakfasts?
We have done the character breakfast. My 16-year-old has probably been to Disney 10 times, literally. It's something that we do almost every year is go to Disney, and the character breakfast is something that we've done a couple times. And it's nice when the kids are young. You kind of eat. It's kind of pricey. But I know the Contemporary Hotel does it and a couple of the other hotels. We always stay in the Pop Century. But you was talking about just Disney all around. The last time we went to Disney, I realized how silly they were. We were wanting pictures with Mickey Mouse, right? We didn't do the character breakfast, but I walked up to the man. I was like, where's Mickey? We want pictures with Mickey. And he got on his radio, and he's like, we were at the Magic Kingdom, and he's like, Mickey's at MGM right now. And I was like, what? The Mickey in this park? He's like, no, there's one Mickey. So out of all those parks, Mickey is really like a celebrity. Like, you would think they would have a Mickey in every park.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I think that's one Mickey all around.
I think that's one of the other things that they have there is that there can only be one iteration of a character out on the park grounds at any given time because they don't want like a kid to see like one variation of it and then like walk a couple of blocks down, you know, into one of those like German villages and see the other iteration of the character.
But is there Times Square in New York?
Is there regular Mickey and Fantasia Mickey, or is there like really only one Mickey?
That's probably a special occasion, Mickey, right? They like dress him up in his Fantasia thing for like 4th of July or some shit.
But you would think that, you know, paying $100 to get into each park, you know, I've been a lot, but there's a lot of kids. It's their first and only time they'll ever go. And you would think that Mickey would be in every park all the time available for pictures, you know.
Well, it's just it's like time travel movies where you're not supposed to meet your past self, and otherwise the universe might explode. If you got two Mickeys walking, you know, past each other, I think a lot of children's universes might explode.
Well, yeah, I guess you could just put Mickey in like one central location and people will go to him.
Like Santa.
But teleporting is not real. It's not like you could just be like, bam, I want to go to another park. You know, it's a 40-minute process to hop on the tram, ride a bus, go to the other park, go through the gate.
Well, that's why you got
to
get that.
To see it.
You got
to
give that radio, the guy on the radio, some shit. You say, you know how much I paid for tickets to this goddamn place? You get on the fucking horn and you bring Mickey over here in a goddamn tram right now.
So, Matt, do you get to pick which characters are going to show up at your breakfast?
Yeah, I think so. I think you look at the list.
Because I imagine there's a bunch of different rooms and like you got to pick which room you want to be in.
It's like a cafeteria, and they all kind of walk out, like 100 tables. the one that we went to. It's like 100 tables, and then, you know, there was a like a curtain to the side, and everybody's, oh my God, here comes Snow White. Then, oh my God, there's Mickey. And then next thing you know, there's 25 characters walking around.
My favorite is
worth,
the...
It's worth the money, dude. It's definitely worth the money.
Dead lifeless eyes on these fucking poor people.
Like a doll's eyes.
My favorite is the Robin Hood fox. Is he there? Can I get my picture taken with the Robin Hood fox?
He's probably in the old section of the park, right? Where not a lot of people venture.
Like where people can drink.
Yeah, right. He's like,
he's always kick
back with one of those giant boot steins in the German village, sampling the different beers.
Right.
So I guess the thing that I think I would be most excited about is like teasing Pocahontas with like a sausage or something, you know, like, you know, they can't eat. They're probably hungry and just kind of like, oh, you're a sausage, Pocahontas. I feel like that would be a nice
Now,
time.
I thought you were reserving like a table where you sit with a character and eat breakfast.
No, not the entire time. I think it's a whole room full of people who are eating and then they just wander around and like, oh,
you could ask them a bunch of creepy questions and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Like test their Disney knowledge to make sure that they're legit.
They're legit, man. We've tried. My kids are on it, man, and they always have the answers. Even the people walking around the park, I think that they must be educated in order just to work there.
When are you going to Disney, Matt? Are you going in a couple of months?
We're going in April, at the end of April.
Are you excited? Is it your first time going there?
Yeah, first time. I am pretty excited.
You're in for a treat, dude. We've been there a lot because it's so awesome, man. It really is magic.
Yeah, I'm excited to go. It's I haven't been on vacation in years, so it'll be nice to to get down there.
Going to Disney on vacation isn't really like a vacation though, because I mean you're going to be doing a lot of walking, a lot of standing in line, a lot of people stuff. I guess it's a vacation, but it's not like a vacation.
But Matt, of all the things, be sure that like the nightlife, once the parks are closed, be sure to go to Downtown Disney. You'll be kicking yourself if you don't go there after one of the parks or have a night where you go to Downtown Disney. And that's where like Rainforest Cafe is, the Circus du Soleil, and all that stuff. Downtown Disney is always a treat.
Is there a scenario where you can get one of the Disney characters to babysit your children while you go enjoy the nightlife?
Ooh, that'd be nice because you could go down and like do body shots off of Jasmine after the park is closed.
Yeah, get like Lumiere to watch your kids while you go enjoy the
nightlife. I'll have to check out Bumble while I'm down there to see.
See if you could set up a swippy swap while you're down there.
Sleeping Beauty's always hot, man. So I wish she would babysit me.
Guys,
you could probably arrange for that down there.
Yeah, Bumble.
Yeah, Bumble.
Bumble.
So he's not a celebrity, you wouldn't say.
Zimmerman? No.
I mean, he was on all of our televisions.
To you guys. You guys are from St. Louis, right? Where are you from?
But he was in Florida.
I want the textbook definition of celebrity.
Florida.
I think so. Is it probably some of getting paid? Maybe getting paid?
Well, he sold paintings. He's a painter, Travis.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he had an artistic side.
Yeah.
Are you talking about painting the curb?
Oh, Travis.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It's been a week.
Travis.
I was off a week.
Wow.
This is week, man. Week.
I apologize.
Gross.
Apologize if we could just take. I mean, it just came to my head. I said it out loud. I don't stand behind that comment.
You feel bad. You do feel bad about it, though.
I do feel bad about that. Yeah, I'm not.
Do you really? Though.
I do feel bad about it.
He was innocent, though. So
piece of you has to be a little proud of it too.
A little bit.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if I can be completely honest, I feel real bad, but also kind of funny, right?
Right.
No.
Kind of Gouda, right? It was not good, but Gouda.
Freeman, you did a segue there. You wanted to tell everybody about Gouda, didn't you? You got Gouda because we talked about Gouda.
And it was kind of nice. I listened to last week's episode, and then I come in and I got in your guys' chat. And in your guys' chat over here at Strange Label Radio, you can see past chatters, things that they said, and there was a lot of Gouda talk. And I thought I was in the Gouda train by myself, Mike. But you know what? After your show, I went and bought some Gouda cheese, and I was like, man, this is beyond Gouda. This is good.
It's a good cheese, right, Freeman? Would you go so far, Freeman, as to say that Gouda is the best cheese?
Well, you know, I was a provolone guy.
I mean, provolone's fine.
I could eat provolone by the slice, like obese eat it, like 25 slices, one after another. But the Gouda is Gouda for sure. I love it, man. You're right. It is good. It is the best cheese,
now,
Mike.
Now,
you're
absolutely
right.
When I say that Gouda is the best cheese, it's not me saying other cheeses aren't good. Like all cheeses.
Yeah.
But Gouda's just, it's the best cheese, guys. It just is.
It's so good. God.
It's pretty great cheese.
But there's demons in my life, man. I could literally eat handfuls of cheese. I DJ a lot, and I DJ a lot of events, and they'll have like the cheese, like the block, you know, creations of castles and stuff like that. And I'll eat like a lot of cheese when I'm out DJing, man. I'll be all stuffed up from cheese. I love cheese. But Gouda, you are right, man. I can't believe I've never had it. Walmart brand even has Gouda cheese now.
Travis.
Yeah. Yeah, like blocked, like cubes of Gouda.
Travis, Freeman, he's made contributions to the show over the years. Freeman has come up with some signature things that we use.
I did. You know, I created a game for this show, and Travis downed the game that I did, and it's never messed up again. And by God, you know, I've never laughed so hard of whenever Mike was saying, all right, Travis, is this the coot or the butt? Did he play the sound?
See,
and I think Mike
Freeman
was just not good at the game.
I was just not teasing good at the it game. For after the break, Freeman, and you blew it.
What?
You think that people don't realize that with Freeman on the show, you're gonna bring up coot or the butt, you son of a bitch.
Travis,
why
I know
you,
it's
you
your.
Should've,
I know it's your favorite,
week?
Travis. I know it's your favorite, and
it is.
I wanted
why
to
did you do that. You should have did this last week.
I wanted to surprise you, Travis.
Cooter are we gonna butt. Have a lightning round, cooter the butt, dude? I'm down. I'm down to.
I just drained
Travis,
guys.
I just drained my bullet rye. I got to refill. So play that one.
Freeman is the innovative mind that created our signature game, the cooter the butt. And I figured, what better time to play around?
Jesus Christ!
Than when he's here, right, Travis?
It's true, it makes sense.
It makes sense. You're right.
Now, but if you listen back, Matt, honestly, brass tacks here. If you listen back, Napier was like, boom, coot, boom, butt, coot, butt, and he got them all right. And Travis was like, the big X.
Travis refuses to play.
He got everyone wrong.
I didn't.
He doesn't know the coot or the butt.
I refuse to play that.
You're
game.
Saying that Travis needs to spend a little bit more time listening to the coot of
yeah,
the butt.
He tunes
exactly.
it out. Matt.
He's not appreciating.
Like probably win. It'd be like ding, ding, ding. But Travis was like,
so guys, here's what we're gonna do.
Okay,
we're gonna go to break. We're gonna regroup. Our friend Jody from the Po' Boys podcast is
Jody Bananas.
Jody Bananas is going to be here. We're going to do the Hollywood Fantasy League, but like we have to just take a moment to really like stew in the genius of Freeman's bit, Travis.
Coot to the butt.
Well,
Gladiator will be the next one. Mike will talk to you guys about it.
Jesus Christ, Freeman! Do you not know how to tease anything? For Christ's sake, Freeman, you ruined everything!
Strangely, we like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. Nothing to me but bright.
Mr. Hardy, I'm a huge fan. But so often, you're hard to understand. Legend Lawless Revenant didn't understand any of it. Could you please use your real voice? Please use your real voice. We know it's an artistic choice. Yes, you clearly have range, but we couldn't understand you as Bane. So please just use your real voice. Choice. Yes, you clearly have range, but we couldn't understand you as Bane. So please use your real voice. Please just use your real voice.
You're listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks radio program. Great name, ass. Okay, there's one. Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass, and you're listening to WFOD. Hi, this is Todd Glass, and whenever I'm on the road, I listen. I don't want to say that. It sounds horrible. That's the bumper you get, but I'm not saying it. Sounds a little too Mark Maron.
Here's Drunk with a quick look at the weather.
God is dead, and the snow is falling. Temperatures remain in the teens, and we remain condemned to exist on this frozen hell. Be sure to give a little extra time to arrive at your destinations as inclement weather is expected. And extended periods of time alone in your car will give your mind plenty of time to contemplate the big lie. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Shorts out of me. I don't like guys.
Isn't
welcome
Brandon
back.
Brandon Root, the bass player in that band.
Brandon Routh, is that Superman?
Yeah, Brandon Routh.
Brandon Routh. Brandon Routh. He was Superman.
What band was that?
Movie. It was from the Scott Pilgrim. Scott.
Yes.
Well, yeah, in that movie they.
Dude, that girl's hot, man. Especially
they,
in Cloverfield.
What?
That's the original. That's Metric, guys.
She's in Brie Larson.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND.
Travis, did you just ask if she was in Brie Larson?
No, was she in Cloverfield?
Yeah, the one with John Goodman. She was trapped down in the basement with John Goodman.
Guys, Joe,
man, we're getting really cross now. That was the second one, and that was Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Jody's being a good boy, and he's waiting for us to introduce him.
That was the girl from
him,
Scott Pilgrim, right?
But everybody won't shut the fuck up long enough for me to introduce him. Jody. Welcome to the show, guys. Jody from the Po' Boys podcast.
Jody, shut the fuck up.
What's going on, guys? How you
doing? Jody! Shut the fuck up, Jody Bananas.
Motherfuckers.
Jody Bananas.
I know this Jody Bananas thing just started, but I hope it becomes a thing.
I'm a fan.
I like calling old Jody Jody Bananas now. It's now the only thing I care about.
I love it. Keep it coming.
Skip the HFL. We're doing Jody Bananas from here to
Jody,
the end.
Now, Jody Bananas. Travis, Jody helped me out this week with a secret project.
I feel like Jody helps a lot of people out behind the scenes all week, every week.
He's a good guy, that Jody.
Good, he's a good man.
Everybody's wife out, right?
As much shit as you talk on Jody, he's a good guy.
No, see.
Oh, Drunk's here.
Oh, yeah, guys, Drunk's here is also. Hi, Drunk.
What's up, Drunk?
What's up, guy?
Now, I don't know what... Freeman, once I play the bit... Now, Travis...
I'm not playing.
Travis,
you know I'm not playing this game.
You gotta play.
You're not playing this game.
Travis.
Look, we're the Freeman, only two people that like this fucking game. It's Freeman and myself. You know we're both here.
That's Travis is not good at it. Travis don't know where the cooter or the butt. Right. He's been with the same woman forever.
I'm giving up my spot.
Travis.
To Jody Bananas.
It's a 50-50 shot, Travis. Come on, man. Yeah.
I hate the concept of this game. It's not the fact that I don't think I can, like, guess one way or another.
More importantly,
you're saying you do know what the difference between the coot or the butt.
I'm not saying that I do. No.
He's never had sex in the dark.
Don't either.
I mean, there's one difference between the two is one smells. That's it. That's all, Travis.
Yeah, I'm indifferent between the two.
You never had to play in the dark on the spot? Be like, ugh.
Freeman, do I have your permission to read your pitch for this bit?
Yeah.
You still have that saved? Wasn't this like 4 years ago?
Travis, no, this was recently. I love this so much. This is what Freeman pitched to me as our next big bit, Travis. Yeah. I'm going to read this to you.
This is it. Drum roll.
A lady and a man talking about church saying, man, church was good tonight. The lady says, I need some nightly ideas, and the guy recommends Gladiator with Russell Crowe. It's a fantastic movie. The lady doodles and talks while ordering from Amazon Gladiator. 2 days later, the lady says, of my movie, if here, oh boy. Oh boy.
Sorry, I was typing a shit from
have her press play, and in the back have someone saying, eat that booty, eat it hardly, and have the guy said, glad I ate her out, but make it super funny. But the bit is the lady ordered glad he ate her. You would make that funny, man, and ish type bit, Mike. Oh boy, my movie is in. Now, what? Translate what I just said, Travis. Can you try?
I was typing from work, man.
Freeman, what the fuck?
All right, here's the bit.
No. Freeman.
Gladiator.
Freeman.
He orders the porn. Glad he ate her.
No. Freeman.
He's got to stop because he's just
Freeman.
Starting to sound like that text you just read.
I produced the bit, Freeman. I am a custodian to the integrity of your artistic vision, Freeman. I took what you wrote and I produced the fucking bit with Jody's help. So
really?
I'm going to play it.
Didn't.
I did, Travis. I produced the fucking bit.
Oh, my God.
I want you guys to hear it.
I'm
and
so
I wa-
excited.
I want you to tell me if I got close, Freeman.
Do you have, like, a theme song? Like, a big, like, da-da-da-da-da?
No.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's supposed to be America's Next Top Game, Mike. Where's the theme song?
Well, no, I mean, we're going to play the coot of the butt after this. But here's the bit. Tell me if I got close, Freeman.
I feel special on podcast.
Man, church was great today. Really moving.
Yeah, it was really powerful stuff.
Looking forward to movie night coming up. I got to pick last time. Do you have one picked out?
Wow, well, I mean, some of my favorite movies are like Braveheart and Last of the Mohicans. Ooh, and Gladiator.
Gladiator? What's that?
Oh, man, you haven't seen Gladiator? Well, you're going to have to check that one out. You order it up, and we'll watch it Friday.
Okay, I will.
3 weeks later.
I got the movie you wanted to watch.
Wow, that's really great, babe. Put it in and get ready for a cinematic experience like no other.
Oh my God, Robert, what is that?
Eat my ass, baby. Eat that shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Let me see that box. Dear,
You got glad he ate her.
What?
Did I do it justice, Freeman?
Yes.
Because Freeman, I translated whatever the fuck you sent me, and I did the best I could, Freeman. But
oh my god, dude, that was perfect, man. That was, oh my god. You know what? I was expecting the Honda and got the Lamborghini. Oh my god, dude, that was epic.
So you're happy, Freeman. That's all that matters to me. I just
podcast month is the month where dreams come true.
It is. Now I have one more dream, and it's playing against Travis.
Playing against Travis in America's favorite game show?
Yes.
Fuck it, I'm in, guys.
Hell yeah, let's do it!
And now, back by popular demand, it's everyone's favorite game show, Hoot or the Butt, with your host, Mike.
Now, Jody, this is like one of your favorites, isn't it? The coot or the butt?
I think the only thing that rivals this is ambulance, police car, fire truck. Yeah. Top two games. Yeah.
See, now, you're Freeman, right. Like, we get your bit ideas, and we poo-poo your ideas, Freeman. We hate your ideas. But the people...
Specifically, I hate them.
Sean, the people, they love them. The people love the coot or the butt, Freeman. You're lightning in a bottle. We need to...
Inexplicably, people enjoy these things.
I say I should play with the gals on the playground, man, in real time. So I'm good.
So, guys, the rules of the game are pretty simple. I'm going to play a sound. You right. all need to guess whether this sound came from the coot or the butt.
Where do you get
Matt?
The sounds from?
All different sources, Matt. Really, it depends natural. On if I go coot or butt. I mean, you can find plenty of butt on the YouTube. The
sure.
Coot, the coot, you have to dig a little deeper.
You're
you
not taping
I mean?
Drunk, are you?
Well, I mean, I guess I could for the butt, but not the coot.
You're not doing like the Japanese had that pandemic of the upskirt right. videos, right? You're not like just sitting in like public transportation. Putting your little tape recorder next to
Mike gathered all these from Man on the Street.
Now, we're going to need audience participation on this. So in the chat, get your fingers on your buzzards. C for coot, B for butt. Or I guess you could just type the whole word out. But
probably be easier.
I prefer the letter.
Speed is of the essence.
Well, so C, well, wait. So coot or butt, so we go A... is the butt and B is coot.
Which chat? Skype chat?
The chat on strangelabel.com. I mean, you guys are on the show. You can say it. I'm trying to get our audience interaction going.
Wait,
Sean.
The thing split in the C and the B is the B. So we're good.
This isn't that fucking complicated, guys. I'm going to play a sound. It either came from a lady's vagina or a person's asshole.
All right, I'm going to do a test run. I'll get there.
Guys, was that the coot or was that the butt?
Can I hear that again?
I'll play it again.
could I hear that one?
You need one more, Travis?
Yes, please.
Uncle Hall in the chat put a B for butt.
No, that's for coot. It's A for butt, B for coot.
No, he said B for butt. And Michelle, she said coot. Lisa's chiming in with a B for butt. Jody.
Look at these responses, man.
Jody, what do you think? Is that the coot or is that the butt?
Now I'm going to go. You know, I've got some experience in this field, Mike. I'm not.
Yes.
Not an expert.
Jody Bananas. So you farted Lots. Before. Joey Bananas.
Jody yeah. Banana fills him with air no matter right. what hole he puts it in.
It's that snatch.
Right. I get
it's
it in
trim.
There. So listen, guys.
He loves that trim.
Based on my assumptions, it sounds a little tighter than the coot, so I'm going to say butt.
Dude, you're a professional, man.
Jody thinks it's the butt, Drunk. What do you think?
Oh, I thought it was them playing.
Oh, you're not going to participate in the coot or the
Come
butt?
On, Drunk. Come on.
All right, well, I guess I'll go with the butt.
We'll talk about couches next.
I'm more of a dresser guy nowadays, so.
He freezes.
Oh, what did you do?
I fucked up everything, guys. Guys,
what?
Turn off your ears for a minute. There's technical problems.
Technical misfire.
Technical Mike's, misfire.
Mike spilled his drink.
There's a goddamn sangria all over this motherfucking keyboard.
Travis, would you say that was the coot or the butt, Travis?
Yep.
Yep.
One of those two.
It's one of those two. Does anybody else want to venture a guess?
I want to say coot.
Well, I'm going to say it was such high pitch frequency from tight skin. It's got to be the butt.
Turn your camera on all of a sudden.
God, this new Skype's got it full screen too. This is ridiculous.
Guys, that was the coot.
Nice.
So, nice, yeah. That's what I said.
God damn.
Yeah. Oh man. I'm out of practice, guys. I'm sorry.
Me too. I've been married for I've been with Sam.
See, that's the beauty of the game, years. Guys. You think you're an expert at it, but it just keeps on surprising.
I just like these guys that keep saying, like, oh, I've been married for 25 years. It, like, he doesn't watch porn every day when he wakes up.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do.
So, guys, the Hollywood Fantasy League, we play the Hollywood Fantasy League pretty consistently. We've taken a few months off because we had to lick our wounds from Jody winning.
Well, then, you know, some 3 month spans, there's no movies coming out. So it's not.
I mean, there was movies that came out. I was just really bummed out about the whole Jody winning thing, and I needed to take a break. And so Jody is currently the champion of the Hollywood Fantasy League. The way the Hollywood Fantasy League works. You pick, we're going to do four rounds. Whoever picks first in the first round picks last in the second round, back to first, back to last. It's a snake draft is what it is. What you're trying to get is movies with both a high box office and a high Metacritic score because they are multiplied. So you can very well pick the new X-Men movie, which doesn't come out in this round, but it's coming out soon.
Which will make $200 million.
It's probably going to have a 10% Metacritic.
Which would only
equal
20 points.
So it's a balance is what it is. It's hard. Did you put the names in the hat, Drunk?
I did.
Drunk put the names in his hat.
In my toque.
Wait, before you draw, man, I want to say, you know, I'm somebody from outside the community. You guys have welcomed me hardcore through a lot of drama, allowed me on your show several times, and now you're letting me in the Hollywood Fantasy League. And I just want to tell you guys, thanks, Drunk, Mike, Travis, Matt, Mike, all you guys, man. I love you guys.
Sean, we're not going to give you any passwords.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, also passwords.
We're not going to give you a hand job, buddy. Hey,
but I want to say, you guys were on the network.
He's a positive dude, Matt.
But I'll leave it be. You guys were on a network by the guy that I co-host with, so we're all in the same field now.
Who got the first? Oh! Have we ever picked first before?
No way.
I only pick us last, which is funny. So
no way!
Travis!
We've never gotten first.
It happened.
We've never, ever gotten first.
We got first pick.
I don't think we've ever gotten first pick before, Travis.
So who got first pick, Drunk?
The WFOD.
Oh, my God.
Nice. This is a good one to get the first pick, too,
this
Travis.
This is a good day. This is a good, good day.
Okay, second pick goes to
the Poe Boys.
The Poe Boys podcast gets the second overall pick.
Nice.
And
good,
so
good position.
Last one, I guess. You can pull it out and show it to me,
you
Drunk.
You know what? You're a douche.
I'm a douche? Why am I a douche?
Because there's only three names in here.
There's only three people participating.
Oh.
So I'm not a douche. I got all of them. Yeah. The zombie cast picks third.
Are there usually four in this?
No. We cut it down to three. Oh. Because it was getting too difficult to find four, Drunk.
Gotcha. Okay.
So,
the Lotus cast stopped existing and the Ferna cast barely does shows.
Right.
Hot Cheese isn't on anymore. It's all your other.
Well, then with your whole relegation.
Kind of not around.
With your whole relegation.
We need to move over to Strange Label.
Holy yeah, well, it's there's no stakes if no one gets did. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right.
So, I mean. Travis, it's both good and bad that you have the first overall pick because
no. This round is really good.
So we can pick any movie from your list, or does it got to be March 1st?
You can pick any movie that comes out between March and the end of May.
It doesn't even have to be from Mike's list. If you know a movie's coming out in that time frame, pick that.
I'm gonna highly, highly disregard that idea.
Yeah.
That Motley Crue movie, guys, I think the Motley Crue movie is on the list. Don't pick that because that's a Netflix movie.
Yeah, it's a Netflix
movie. See, I don't see Avengers on here, so maybe you didn't put it on here for a reason, and now you're going first.
Yeah, we didn't put it on there because we're going to take it.
No, I mean, it is on the list, guys, but yeah, we are certainly absolutely.
Hulu's been advertising this movie called, like, Wild Park or something. It's like an animated movie where all your dreams come true in, like, an amusement park. You could take that.
Is that a Hulu movie? I think that's on the list, Travis.
Hulu has been advertising it as a major motion picture that comes to theaters.
Okay, guys, don't listen to my list at all. Just go with your heart. We are going to take Avengers Endgame as the first.
God damn right you are. Jesus.
Mike, I don't think we've ever gotten one of these huge.
Yeah,
Marvel
but
there's
competition in here, but with that now.
There is. There's plenty of opportunity, I think, for people.
Avengers Endgame makes $1 billion in the first day.
That's what I'm saying.
There is no competition.
Well, there's four rounds, Travis. If somebody has a good draft.
I'm saying movie for movie. No competition.
Yeah, movie for movie, obviously.
All right, Po' Boy.
It is going to be the season of comic book hero movies and all that good shit, and I think that you guys definitely are going to get, like, possibly the first 300 or 400 point movie. It's going to be ridiculous. So I'm going to stick with the theme, and I'm going to take Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
That's the one you take.
So yeah, I think that Captain Marvel is going to have a higher Metacritic than Endgame. But I think
a lot of people are going to go see Captain Marvel because it plays into it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a Marvel movie. You're going to do fine. That's the movie you should take for sure.
But you got to think, Dumbo is not coming out nowhere near any of those.
Yeah.
You can pick Dumbo if you want.
But I'm saying there's no competition with it.
Right.
That's a really good point.
It's on Godzilla. My
list. You should pick that.
Yeah, Dumbo's on my list. It's low, but it's on there, man.
Well, I mean, Dumbo is one of those live-action Disney movies. All those live-action Disney movies have done good.
Tim Burton.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Dumbo.
You're going to pick Dumbo. Well, you have the next two picks, so you can be strategic here. Dumbo is the one you want to take first?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the other one you want to take?
It's going to be Godzilla.
Godzilla, the king of the
is
monsters?
Is he the king of monsters in this one?
Yeah.
You fighting like Mothra and shit?
Is it Mothra, Travis? Didn't he fight all the monsters in the last one?
No, they made up a bunch of monsters for him to fight.
Oh, it wasn't any of the good ones?
No, he's fighting actual Mothra now.
They're prepping for King Kong, though, I think.
It's King Kong versus Godzilla is next. So this is like the extended universe.
But this has nostalgia in it because it has the OG Godzilla characters in it. So I'm going Dumbo, then Godzilla.
See, now, I'm telling you right now, Travis, if Godzilla. Jody picks a good movie here and, like, we pick a shitty movie here, he's right back in competing with us.
Yeah.
You mean the HFL champion could maybe take it again?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Travis.
I'm going to have four movies this time, guys.
I'm going to take all one release.
You're not going to get cocky this time? You're going to take all four?
He's going to take that Netflix movie.
Hashtag only needs all four.
I pick Bryan Singer's Red Sonja.
You know, I read somewhere, Travis, that he was on that Queen movie for a couple of weeks and took away $40 million that they had to pay him.
Oh, yeah. And he got a guaranteed payout there.
Yeah, and he just, like, walked away from it after terrorizing everybody. And then they were like, oh, well, I guess we still have to give him his $40 million.
Well, it's not cheap to...
Dude, there's some competition. There's some competition on this list, man.
Hollywood
I don't think
is
Avengers
like the NFL.
Is a definite win.
Yeah, it's a good season. It wasn't like the last one wasn't great at all. So this one,
there's a lot of really cool movies coming out. Like, I was looking at that list, and I'm really excited about the 2019.
So Jody, what are you going to take?
It's kind of against my better judgment. I'm torn, but I have to, because it's one of my favorite films, and I've seen some of the spoilers, and I really hope that people show up, but I really don't know what the Metacritic's going to be.
I know what you're talking about.
Roll the dice. I'm going to go with Pet Sematary.
Now, Pet Sematary, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about this on ZombieCast. If you watch the latest trailer...
Don't fucking spoil it for me, because I'm avoiding...
They show everything. Don't watch the latest trailer.
I'm not. Yeah.
Everything happens.
Yeah.
Everything happens. It shows it in the trailer. Everything happens.
There's got to be something else, right? Am I crazy? Maybe it's a dream sequence, man. There has to be something else.
But in the original, she didn't know that he buried Gage. So she showed up, and Gage was already crazy. Well, they welcome the kid in this time. They're like, look, give him a hug. So the story's got to be different.
Better do something. Goddamn Walking Dead trailers have spoiled horror movie genre trailers now, because they just fuck with your mind.
Fucking thing doesn't have Fred Gwynn in it. I ain't seen it.
I'm not happy about John Lithgow. They could have done better. You know, there's got to be somebody. John Lithgow.
So what was Wheelbarrow's second pick?
I'm messaging people privately right now and doing strategy. So yeah, we're gonna take Aladdin, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, goddamn right we are.
Yeah, Jody. You think nobody's gonna go see fucking beloved Disney classic Aladdin?
Can I tell you?
A whole new world.
Yeah.
But you think nobody's gonna show up, Jody? You think everybody's gonna see Blue Will Smith and say, nah?
I really do. I feel.
People are fucking steamed for Aladdin.
Say we're only dreaming.
Aladdin?
Yeah, we took Aladdin.
Make a few million dollars, but they
were John Wick 3?
Burn.
Wait, hold on a second. You don't think the live action remake of Aladdin, all right, one of the most beloved fucking Disney movies of all time, is going to make more money and have a better Metacritic than fucking John Wick 3?
Here's the thing.
We're going to do this all over again.
That trailer is laughable.
Guys,
the whole world laughed at Blue Will Smith.
Who are you going to
put in a blue fucking skin that's going to look any better?
Listen, Sinbad.
The whole world laugh.
Sinbad, yeah.
Now, if you're asking me, this is a common mistake that happens. If you're asking me, would I rather go see John Wick 3 or Aladdin? Yeah, I'm in line to see John Wick 3.
Oh, yeah.
But John Wick movies don't make any money, guys.
You know how many people I've taken to John Wick movies? Myself. You know how many people I've taken to Disney live action remakes? 3 people.
Right. But it's not all about the money.
And the whole world. The whole world is not laughing at Will Smith.
No, the internet is.
Right.
All right, you AdCom. It's my go, right?
Nope. We go again.
We go again. So. Did you guys decide on something?
I like it
as my sleeper pick for the fourth round, but you guys can take the third round. We talked about the fourth round. Can I have that one if you guys have
you
this
You can
one?
Have the fourth. Me and Drunk get the third.
Okay, then we're going to take Shazam.
Not bad.
Gosh, damn.
Yeah. Keep in mind, we already have Endgame, so we're probably fine anyway.
Yeah.
And a Disney live action remake.
Yeah. We're not exactly calling it in here, guys.
Remember when Beauty and the Beast came out?
Oh, yeah. Didn't we get that at the time?
The
I think you got it. Yeah. I remember my wife and my daughter tried to go on like a Tuesday night, like after release, and they like got booted out of the theater because it sold out an hour beforehand.
And
then couldn't get in for like another 3 days.
Jody, there's still a ton of huge movies on the list that come out between March, April, and May of this coming year. Jody, you have the next pick. You have one more after this.
I would. There's like 10 movies on this list that I would pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one that's higher than the other, but I'm not sure. That's I'm looking at my note here. Okay. I guess horror movies have been pretty hot lately, so...
Lately. He says lately.
I think we made a mistake.
Last couple years, whatever. Anyway, no, due to the success of the first film from the breakout director and producer of the movie, his long-awaited sophomore film, Jordan Peele, I'm going to take Us.
Hell yeah.
Do you think we should have taken that, Travis?
No,
you had that really. You had that like really high on your list.
I had it really high because not only does it look creepy as shit, but Peele just won an Oscar for that movie.
Yeah, people are gonna go see it.
People are going to see it.
Shazam doesn't even have any stars in it.
Well, and like I said too, like I think I said privately, and I'll say it publicly too, is like nobody will dare give Us a bad review.
Yeah, that's true. Right. It's gonna have a great Metacritic score. Yeah. Shazam's gonna have a 20. It's a DC movie, but
yeah, but Aquaman has done points. Really well.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think Us will be a little bit of both. Like, they will make a shit ton of money and they'll make an okay score, so it'll put up like.
I'm seeing that movie. I didn't see Get Out in the theater, but Us looks super creepy.
Us is gonna have fucking 96% Metacritic.
Guys in the chat, the Shell thinks that Shazam is the Sinbad genie movie.
The movie that doesn't exist.
Here we go.
Shazam is a DC superhero guy.
In the Sinbad movie where he's a genie.
He's actually called Captain Marvel. But there's a bunch of litigation that you can look up. It's between DC and Marvel with the two characters. Shazam is the original Captain Marvel. Marvel stole that name.
So, Freeman, you have the next two picks.
All right. The Madea movies, I don't know, man, they kind of do good. With the...
she going to prison again?
No, I think she dies of
funeral.
A Madea funeral.
And they've been inundating the commercials with it.
Now, Freeman, I don't want to sway you here, but you were just giving me shit for taking Aladdin over John Wick 3, and John Wick 3 is still on the board.
Yeah, John Wick 3 is my pick.
Okay. I mean,
we have two picks, though.
Yeah, you have two picks. Is the other one Madea?
And then, let me see. I'm going to go with Hellboy.
That's a good pick.
But
yeah, those are both good. Those are good, and actually, getting those in the third and fourth round is good. This is a good draft season here. There's a lot of big movies on the board.
John Wick was in my list.
Yeah, like really, like a lot of these could go either way. You know,
when does Avengers come out, Mike?
I believe it's in April. Is it May?
Is it April? Maybe they did it early because I think they did the last one. I think they did the last one early too.
We could build drama through this whole. The first couple months will be just like a little here, a little there, just knowing you've got the fucking hammer coming at the end. Like, oh man!
So you have the your last pick here, Jody.
Yeah.
This is important.
I have two that I'm once again.
I mean, you have a good lineup here. You have. Us, which I think Travis had in the first round. We just didn't get to it because we got fucking Avengers. Pet Sematary, which, I mean, if it is any indication, is going to be huge. And Captain Marvel's a fucking Marvel movie. So
yeah. Yeah, you're sitting pretty with that Captain Marvel.
So it's basically, it's do I go with the kids movie or the superhero movie? That's where I'm at with it.
Is there a superhero movie left?
There's another superhero movie?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What am I missing?
What, Madea? That's not superhero.
Okay. I'm going to go because I like the idea. I think because the superhero shit is going to be so hot, I think I'm going to go with it because I saw the trailer, and if I'm not mistaken, is Brightburn, right? Is that the one with like evil Superman?
James Gunn.
Oh, James Gunn produced.
Okay. And what it's like a bad superhero guy, right?
I think that's the basic premise is like, what if a Superman like person came to Earth, but he was a dick.
We got James Gunn.
Oh controversy shit! God bless.
I'm gonna go. I think that one's gonna do pretty fucking good.
That comes out in this round. When does that come out?
That comes out in May, Travis.
There's a movie on here that made a lot of money that nobody's even looking at. My kids went 3 times to the theater to see it.
Oh, is it a sequel?
No, I'm just saying.
Now, Travis, we have the last pick here.
Yep, and you got your sleeper, and I'm happy to let you have that.
Well, my sleeper.
He knows what, so many he's movies. The movie out I there. Just mentioned.
My sleeper is still out there, Travis, which is the Elton John biopic Rocket Man.
I love that Taron Egerton, right? Like he's great, and he was amazing. He was amazing in that. That Sing movie he did the great Elton John song in that.
Travis, the fucking Detective Pikachu still on the board.
How can we have a draft and not take it?
Like it just will go undrafted.
I think there's zero animated movies taken, right?
Even my wife wants to see Detective
Pikachu. I mean, like, it's Pokemon, which has a huge built-in audience, but I think it has a lot of crossover appeal, too. I think people who don't like Pokemon are going to
The problem is, like, it's going to have a 25% Metacritic.
Do you think? Ryan Reynolds
is the voice of Pikachu. Like,
now, look, this is so fun.
This is huge, Travis. Do we want the Elton John biopic on the heels of the Queen biopic, which made huge money, or do we want to just let the Pokemon movie not get drafted?
Taron Egerton looks great as Elton John. Like, there's a bunch of like pictures of him out now, and looks great. And he's proven that he can actually sing Elton John songs really fucking well. But goddamn, that Detective Pikachu.
Yeah. So I think the Elton John movie, it really could go either way, money wise. Like Bohemian Rhapsody did okay, right? It didn't do really great numbers though, right?
No, I think it made a shitload of money.
But there's a movie in here that made $205 million.
All right, there's no movie in here that's made any money yet.
Yeah, none of these movies.
But
made
I'm
money
saying, yet.
I think
is it the dog's purpose?
Yeah.
So far, Bohemian
Dog's purpose. The dog first made $205 million.
Bohemian Rhapsody so far has made $844 million in the box office.
It did. It made over $100 in its 2 week
period. John movie. Bohemian Rhapsody was badass.
But Bohemian Rhapsody sucked.
Elton John is way better than Freddie Mercury.
Good.
Yeah.
I love Bohemian Rhapsody.
The same level.
You know what? Like on the surface, Matt, I enjoyed Bohemian Rhapsody a lot. Like if you go home and think about it, you might get mad at Bohemian Rhapsody. A Bohemian Rhapsody had a 49% Metacritic in its 2 week period, made $100 million. So Bohemian Rhapsody only would have put up 49 points. That's not good enough. Let's take the Pokemon movie, I guess, right?
Go with Detective Pikachu.
I mean, it doesn't matter anyway, right?
I don't care.
Y'all have Avengers.
Yeah. Everything else is just pretty much whatever.
And we got that other one. What else did you choose?
Work to do.
Yeah, my spiritual pick is the Elton John movie.
And I probably would have chose the dog movie.
Well, let's do like an asterisk next to our picks, right? So like put like a little
do you want to do a round of spiritual picks, Jody? We take the Elton John biopic.
Let's do spiritual picks that don't count towards anything.
Jody, you want the dead dog movie, right? As your
That's
spiritual
what I would
pick.
Yeah, because I feel like the first one got hosed. I know that it sunk fucking Matt in that one he was in, and it was just because they almost drowned a dog, but I'm sure that movie's going to kick ass.
That's right. Like a week before the movie came out, they put out secret videos of them drowning dogs.
And it wasn't even legit.
It was edited.
Yeah, the whole thing.
You're kidding. They put some up out of context and got everybody on the internet freaked out. That's weird.
Can you imagine if the internet was around when they made Milo and Otis, when they actually literally killed all those animals?
Don't even get me started, man.
Or Babe, for that matter.
I found that out a year ago, and I've been preaching it ever since because I love that fucking movie. I've seen it a thousand times, and every time I go, oh, that part where the cat's falling off a cliff, these assholes were just chucking cats off a cliff.
Which sucks. I just watched that with my kids, and it's still an amazing movie. Mostly because Dudley Moore does like the narration for the whole thing. It's
what about where the red fern grows? That was one of my good ones.
I remember renting that from the library. A Dog's Purpose murdered me. I remember watching that and bawling uncontrollably. Yeah. I will see this dog's journey, but not till it hits Showtime on demand.
But my kids went three times to the theater to see that with us and their aunt and with their friends. They loved The Dog's Purpose.
Was it like the first 2 weeks, or did y'all go see it a bunch like over the month or so that it was probably in the theaters?
Oh, is it like dollar
my
theater?
My kids usually go the night it comes out with us.
In the chat, Uncle Hall says
we had Movie Pass there for a little bit.
The scene with the bear resulted in like a dozen dead dogs. Were they like feeding dogs to a bear?
No, and so when you watch the movie now, you look at it and you go, okay, there's a scene, if you know the movie, where the dog is fighting the bear and the cat's in the box in a creek.
But they really had a dog fighting a bear?
Yes. Now, allegedly, they have nobody has ever officially, but it's pretty much all sources point to, R. Kelly fucks underage kids. Like, it's right there. Like, they were murdering dogs. And they just
and
got
cats. Jody, like, do you go on, like, the dark web and look up Milo and Otis conspiracy theories?
I've heard too, also, even just that cat in the creek in that box, like that, like the thing, the box tipped a bunch of times and they killed a bunch of cats in that creek.
Is there a whole like subreddit for
absolutely.
Milo and Otis conspiracy theories?
It's been going on for years. I have to assume.
Like, we need to get the director of Milo and Otis on here to see how many animals they actually killed.
Do you speak Japanese?
I actually did take 2 years of Japanese in high school.
Travis, let's hear some Japanese, buddy.
Ich ni san shi go roku shichi hachi.
Ah, arigato.
Konnichiwa.
So I can count to like what?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Shishi ni.
All right,
Domo?
Guys,
little recap here.
Oh, yeah. So we have Avengers Endgame, Aladdin, Shazam, and Detective Pikachu.
It's a solid fucking lineup.
Jody has Captain Marvel, Pet Sematary, Us, and Brightburn. See that Brightburn? That's a good sleeper pick.
Indie film, and not indie, but you know what I'm saying? It's not anything major,
right.
But it's in the middle. It might just be the sweet spot time for it. And James Gunn is kind of, infamous right now.
Jody, do you remember that Super Bowl with Eli Manning when like he broke free from that tackle and just threw that bomb just heading nowhere and the guy caught it on his helmet?
Yeah,
that's Brightburn. That's Brightburn for you.
It could be
you never fucking know. You never know. It's a good pick, Jody. It's a
Brightburn
pick.
Could be Victor Cruz.
Freeman has Dumbo, Godzilla King of Monsters, John Wick 3, and Hellboy. That's a good lineup too. They're all solid, really. I mean, there's movies left on the table that probably should have been drafted. Medea didn't get
picked. Guys, you listeners should do your own HFL with all of the movies left, and you could probably potentially beat all of us in the official.
Yeah,
HFL.
That's actually a really funny idea. If
official, man, I'm official. That is awesome.
I did that once. It sucked really hard.
That missing link. It's a computer animated movie. That movie cost $1 million. You think they're going to lose their $1 million? No, they're going to fucking advertise the shit out of that movie.
Did you guys see that one, the Long Shot? I think it's Charlize Theron is the president.
With
her fucking Seth Rogen.
Yeah, Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron hook up. Yeah, that's as fucking believable as the talking Pikachu.
So if I win the unwinnable. Can I get another bit?
Freeman, let me tell you. You are lightning in a bottle, my friend. You send me bits any fucking time you want, Freeman.
This is Gladiator, man. I'm so happy.
That Gladiator, it's fucking solid gold, Freeman. And Jody helped produce the porno segment of that. He got some friends to help.
Awesome.
So,
that was so awesome, man.
Jody, I wrote down.
The funny part is that clip is 5 minutes long. I can't even tell you.
Is she just shouting about how she wants it in the butt?
It's just a lot of craziness.
So that was Blunt Mommy from, isn't her podcast just the Blunt Mommy podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Maddox and Devin from the Heavy White Chumps, and Heather, which from the Zero Fucks Given podcast, which I don't think you hear in that, but she participated, and so thank you to her too.
Make guys' dreams come true, man.
I know. I would have made the
but I mean, like, I have to honor Freeman's vision, you know. I'm just an interpreter.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
And we talk a lot behind the scenes, man, every week.
The
man.
Guy's
I enjoy our talks, Mike.
The guy's an artist. A fucking artist drunk.
He's a muse. It's nice.
Do you have a...
Before we go there.
Oh.
So last week, my pick of the week was Celebrity Big Brother. And I must say, I'm super disappointed by the ending of that show.
Yeah, it sucked.
Tamar Braxton is the scourge of humanity, and she won unanimously 9-0.
I would rather see her win. I'm glad that that dumb shit picked her and then lost 10-0.
Dumb shit
won and picked her to go against and got unanimously beat out. So,
yeah, if he would have chose Dina, he probably would have won.
Well, I mean, people probably would have just voted for her.
Well, he was in a rock and hard place. He was never winning anyway, but...
Yeah, he sucked.
Well, I would have voted for him because he won the competitions when it mattered most, but...
So you think that people would have said, objectively, he won more stuff
Kind of like last year on The Celebrity. The celebrities get salty. I don't know why they don't take the actual game into consideration.
What does it say about
They're just salty.
That I never watch Big Brother, but I have watched both seasons of Celebrity Big Brother.
You know, I'm glad
I
that
blame, I blame drunk.
Big Brother Advocate, sir. I watch the show every season for at least the first 2 months,
you,
man.
You watch the celebrity one? Or you watch both?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I watched the last regular one for the first time last year.
I love that show, man. It's great.
I didn't like the beard guy, so I waited every week for him to be kicked off, and he never got kicked off to the end.
Tom Green, I was rooting for. I was actually rooting for Tom.
Yeah. So
he's all right, dude.
What's your... your pick of the week there, Fred?
Drunk's pick of the week is America's new favorite game show, The Coot or the Butt.
You enjoyed it?
Wow!
Enjoyed
wow!
The Coot or the Butt?
Play with your significant others. Play with your spouses. Play with your friends. Play with your boss. It's a fun fucking game.
I'll tell you what, the only way I'm going to get behind this game is if we can figure out a way to put it in a board game and monetize it so we can support the show.
Just make one of those plastic buttons that you press and it makes a sound.
We got to have a board, right? So there's it could be a very simple board.
Could we kickstart this, Travis, you think?
Look,
kickstart the Coot of the Butt?
It's a simple thing. You make a magic eight ball, and inside you put a coot and a butt on a little dot. Then you put a button on the side. You press it, and it'll make a noise, and you shake the fucking thing, and you look at it, and you guess, and it'll tell you what it is.
Yeah, see, we got to get some guys that can do some things. We got ideas. We got ideas.
Get that shit.
Yes.
Jody, you got a pick of the week?
I have two kind of. I got an honorable mention. I'm sorry. I have one that's just like...
You
I'm gonna
should be sorry, by
this,
the way.
This is... I should. What did I do, Travis?
I don't know.
You got something on your chest? You need to get it off? Come on, buddy.
You got a fucking broken tooth.
It's not a championship belt, that's for sure.
There's shit going on.
Look, I'll make this quick then. So, real quick, Slobby's World on Netflix.
Oh, yeah!
If you haven't watched
that... All day!
If you haven't watched that show...
What is it?
Go watch it. It's called Slobby's World. It's this fucking dude. I'm going to lay it down real quick. It's this dude who lives in Arizona or some shit, and he's got a store, and he sells, 80s and 90s stuff.
Slobby Robbie.
Slobby Robbie, okay. He buys stuff for, $45 online, and he sells it to stupid kids for, $200. He does a lot.
That's the whole premise of the show?
He's selling bootleg shit, bootleg Gucci and shit for $400.
Jesus,
this fucking guy's going to flea markets.
You might as well just call this show Hustle and Hulse.
Yeah, I love it.
This is something I found the other day. This isn't even the main thing. This is the appetizer.
This Mike, this was going to be my pick of the week for last week, but I wasn't on the show. I binged the fuck out of this show because it's just this dirtbag going to Goodwill,
Travis,
and buying a bunch of old shit.
That dirtbag is you.
Bucks.
That's what you do.
Yeah, but this dude wears bib overalls and doesn't wash his hair.
I like bib overalls.
You know, I had a pair of bib overalls that I got from Value City a long time ago.
What does drunk look like?
And I used to wear
Slobby Robbie.
Like Slobby Robbie.
I used to wear my bib overalls, but I'd only wear my bib overalls with a hockey jersey because I saw a black guy do it once.
You ain't wearing bib overalls unless you're wearing them without anything underneath.
And I thought it was a good look.
I dyed my overalls purple because I was Wario for Halloween one year.
Ooh, love it.
So Slobby Robbie, we got to check that. Travis, a pick of the week, Travis?
Well, no, I'm sorry.
Jody had two picks of the week.
Listen, just real quick. That was the easy one. Look, okay, so long story short, I was fucking around because I cut the cord. So I got, like, streaming apps. That's just the shit that I watch. So I watch crazy shows I just come across all the time, and I'm like, what is this?
Watching Maria Kondo, you know?
Dude, enjoy. Every episode on HGTV, my wife watches that shit. It's crazy. But so I'm flipping through the History Channel the other day, and I found this fucking show called Night Fight. Have y'all heard about this?
Yes.
Night Fight?
Yeah, they actually dress up in armor.
Or Night Fight.
Old.
Okay, so they, not knight as in like an armored knight.
Yes, guy. An armored knight. Hey. Yes.
Like Batman.
In shining armor, a fucking knight.
Night Fight.
Yep.
Mike.
Knight Fight.
Mike. It starts.
Can dig it.
It's six fucking meatheads in armor, and they run in this big circle, and they beat the ever living shit out of each other for 2 minutes.
Like it's real fighting.
Yeah,
it's like bum fights, but with armor.
So, I dig it.
They're wearing legit armor, and they have blunt edged objects, but they have axes and swords, and they're chomping and kicking and karate chopping the shit out of each other.
Aren't they using like maces and shit like that?
Do they win a prize?
It's like $10,000. So look, the first round is six people.
I'll do that.
And then two people get beat up, and then they don't get to go after they fall over or whatever the fuck. So then you got four people left. And then those four people, they give them like two different teams, like Vikings and the Mongols. And then you have to dress up in whatever shit that they had. And then those two dudes beat the shit out of each other. And then two other guys from the end beat the shit out of each other. And then that guy gets like 10 grand.
See, the problem is $10,000 ain't even paying for your plate armor. So if that gets damaged, you're effed. And there goes your $10,000.
This dude took an axe, a fucking axe. And crack this dude in his like rib and shit, hard as shit. And he fell over and he was like, I think I broke my rib. And I'm like, okay.
See, now, Jody, I don't usually like watching people get hurt. Like Brett from the Hot Butter podcast tagged me in an Instagram picture or video earlier today, and the description of it said something like, you can't unsee this. This gave me nightmares, and it was like two people starting to fight, and I turned it off. I was like, I don't. If it gives you nightmares and you can't unsee it,
stuff like that.
I don't watch that.
I like fighting if it's just dumb motherfuckers throwing down. I don't mind that. I don't want to see innocent people get beat up and shit like that. Like somebody getting just walked up and punched. But
like the chick that threw the shovel. Fucking that was great.
Heads and say.
Oh yeah, shovel gal. That was great.
Yeah, shovel girl was great. That was great. Yeah,
shovel girl was great. Jody loved bum fights. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I also loved bum fights.
I'm all about it.
And
so guys,
Freeman, you'd do night fight. We could dress you up in armor. You go fight somebody for 10 grand.
You kind of look like the dudes on the show.
Like, if you lose, do you get?
I got long hair. I just got to pull back.
Do you like get like a consolation $1,000 or something, Jody?
No, I think they might give you like an ice pack to put on your fucking rib after it gets broken.
Well, but, you know, they give them royalties for every time it's shown on TV. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Matt, pick of the week.
My pick of the week is going to be that they're Umbrella Academy on Netflix.
Now,
been watching that with the wife. Pretty good.
What
pretty
is it? Show. What are they? Are they wizards? The Umbrella Academy?
No, it's kind of a dysfunctional family.
Are they the Umbrellas? Is that their last name?
No. Actually, I don't even know why they call them the Umbrella Academy.
Oh. You'll find out.
You'll find out, Matt. Keep okay. watching. Matt, Travis, did you do a pick of the week already, Travis?
Who, me?
Travis, you do a pick of the week?
I didn't do a pick of the week.
What's your pick of the week, Travis?
Last week would have been piggybacking on Jody's. I would have said Slobby's World. This week is a little different. I'm going to say my anti-pick of the week is my ridiculous fear of heights that, for some reason, I've gained this time in my
you
life.
You picked up a fear of heights?
Yeah. I've had it for a couple of years now, a few years now. And it's gotten real bad to the point where we were at a water park Thursday and Friday of last week. And just being up
indoors?
On the top of the indoor water park.
And being up at the top of that staircase to go on the water slide gave me like weird vertigo and shit. And I had like these weird, nasty flashes of people falling off and shit. And this is coming from a guy who, when I was a kid, man, I lived at a water park. Every summer I lived right next door to one. I was there all the time. I didn't give a two shit. Like now, just looking down over the side of like these wood steps, like which is obviously very secure, gives me a whole lot of anxiety and like.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, you know, you don't heal like you used
have you ever
to,
have you ever been to Vegas and been up on the Stratosphere Tower?
I
and
will not go
the
on.
Big shot.
I
it's scary just being up there.
So, Travis, you'd say your pick of the week is staying on the ground?
My pick of the week is not going further than like 5 feet off the ground. Actually, my pick of the week this week is The Omega Men. It's a 12-issue maxi series by DC Comics from 2015, written by Tom King, who is one of my favorite comic artists or comic writers right now. He did the Vision maxi series. He's writing Batman now. He did Sheriff of Babylon. Great writer. Also starring one of my favorite, my top three comic book characters, Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern, Omega Men. I think it's available in trade paperback right now, but it's also available on the DC Universe app if you are interested in that.
So Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern, is in your top three favorite
top
comic
three.
Book? Are your top other three. Top two comic book characters other Green Lanterns?
No. You got Kyle Rayner, who's a Green Lantern. He came out in the 90s after Hal Jordan went crazy. He got his ring. Tim Drake Robin and Scarlet Spider Ben Reilly. Those are my top three favorite comic book characters of all time.
Freeman, pick of the week.
Freeman did
my pick of the week. It's something that I've waited 5 years for. Come out this week. Crackdown 3 on Xbox, man. I've been playing the shit out of it. Crackdown 3. And
Crackdown?
Crackdown 3.
Do you do the online Xboxing, Freeman?
Yeah, I do, but if you have Game Pass, it's free because it's made by Microsoft. And Crackdown is a game where you climb buildings. It's more of a vertical game. And you get that vertigo feeling playing this video game where it just takes your fucking breath.
Keep your feet on the ground. Interested. Keep your feet on the fucking ground.
Feet on the ground this week, guys.
Yeah. My pick of the week is Gravity.
Thank you guys for having me, man.
Guys, be sure to check out Freeman's show. He does it live on Monday nights on All Games Radio
Network.net. People, yeah.
You check that out. They talk about the zombies and stuff. It's a good time. And Jody puts out the podcast, the Po' Boys podcast, and I recommend it. Jody's a good guy. He's doing a good job.
Yep. Hashtag podcast month.
It's podcast month. We got 1 week left. Pretty excited about it. See you next week.
Guns out, phones out.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone over there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you, and goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
No way, no pressure. I'm just asking. We're being cool here. It's all good. Here.
I'm just trying.
Hold on. Let me. Look, wait. Let me fix this.
I'm just here to listen to this because I'm thinking Trent might, or Devin might get a little nasty.
Listen. Here we go. Let me make this better. Ready? Yeah.
That's not how we sound. Oh God, I need a break. I know. I'm looking. I don't know why. I feel like I'm blushing right now. And I'm not even in front of anybody.
You only got one line.
Oh, hell, Amanda, just play the video so we can record the audio off of it.
I know. No, you can do that. All right. Be quiet. Eat my ass, baby. Eat that shit. Oh.
It's not bad.
That's corn. So
I think
that
we just spent.
So not me either.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So that was a good shot, and if we want to try anything else, we can do it now. I just want to make sure and get it so I can get what we need. So go nuts. Okay.
My hands hurt.
All right. Now, Maddox, I'm going to do you. You ready?
That tickles.
Okay.
Oh, right there. Oh,
yeah. Oh. Hey, I think the Heather's gonna come in now. Hang on.
Oh God.
We're all like, are any of y'all sweating? I'm fucking sweating.
direction I got was somebody reading that line and then somebody making it sound like you were licking somebody's asshole. So somebody's going to make the noise and then somebody jump in there. That's about it.
Plastic, it'll make a good licking noise.
Where's Devin?
I like it.
You're up, Captain. Well,
I can do a licking noise.
Yeah, actually, Devin, hold tight. Hold steadfast. Amanda. Yeah.
What?
You go. And Heather, you read the line.
So, I mean, nobody's masturbating to this right now, right?
No, not
not right now.
I'm not saying that I'm not, okay? Well, technically, my finger is on my foot. Eat my ass, baby. Eat that shit. I don't... At least it's not crunchy. That's a good thing.
All right. I don't remember eating any corn.
Oh, eat my ass, baby. Eat that shit. Is that good?
It's actually pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. That's about all.
That's my mouth hurting.
It's really hard on the spot there. I don't think I've ever actually done this recording type of sex noises. This is a first for me.
It's weird, right? Me too, actually.
Yeah, I'm a talker, so. But not like...
Me neither. I've never done it either.
We're expanding our universes, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to be voice actors. We are at the end of the day, right?
Yes.
Congratulations. See?